Blog Talk Radio.
Anyway, for tuning in, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show.
Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay, now a little bit of weather before I get into the show is today we're looking at, we have partly cloudy skies today and 82 degrees right here in the ATL. Tomorrow we're looking at 89 and sunny. Thursday, 88 and sunny. Friday, a big chance of rain, 84. Saturday, a big chance of rain and 87 degrees. Excuse me. Hey, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show now. Today's word of the day is, it's a big word. It's a verb. And let's see, I'm looking at the pronunciation. Ingurgitate. Ingurgitate. That sounds gross, right? Ingurgitate is a verb, and the definition is to swallow greedily or in large quantity or guzzle. To swallow greedily, greedily, greedily. You know a greedy person? So that's ingurgitate, means to swallow greedily or in large quantities, or you just guzzle, okay? We know some people like that, right? So ingurgitate. I used to have a black lab, and his name was Spike, okay? And we named him Spike Lee Williams, right? We named him Spike Lee Williams. He was a full-blooded black lab. And this dog, you know, I'm getting off into something before I get into the show. But this dog was huge. This was a big black lab, and his name was Spike. And he got to be an adult, Spike was over 80 pounds. So I took him to the vet one day, and the veterinarian was like, "Man, what are you feeding this dog?" I mean, he was huge. His head was big as mine. Hey, don't go there with that. I'm just saying, you know, his head was big as mine. Don't think that you can say that my head is big or whatever. But he you know, Spike had a big head. Okay, and what made me think about him is the word ingurgitate, because you put his food out there and he start eating and he eat like it was like somebody was getting ready to take it away from him. And I mean, he just ingurgitated. That means to swallow greedily or in large quantities. And he did he eat like crazy. And so but that was he was a great dog. And we had him a long time. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I know you guys want to call in and comment on today's topic, which is those and entertainment women that string men along. Who are they? So what we want to do is we want to discuss the women that we put into this category, stringing men along to get what they want out of them, and then putting them in for someone else. Okay? Mills and entertainment women that string men along, who are they? Or how can you recognize these women? And I'm talking to my men out there. How can you recognize a woman who is a meals and entertainment woman and they'll string you along? And someone asked me, what do you know about this? What are you going to talk about? How do you know meals and entertainment women? Well, I'm going to tell you, I had a show a while back, and you guys can go into my archives on the show. If you're online, you'll see a button that says archive shows. You can click on that button. You can go all the way back to when I first started my show and listen to a show from that point all the way to now, okay? And you can find it where I had a psychologist called into my show from California, and he was talking about women because I was talking about, women who act like they're so shy, don't want to say anything. They'll see a man, they're looking for a relationship for one thing. They all looking for a relationship. So they'll see a man come into an establishment where they are, club, restaurant, whatever. And they'll see him come in the door. And he's got all the physical attributes that they're looking for. Because that's part of it, right? You're looking for a relationship. You look for someone first that has the attributes that you like. Okay? You may be looking for tall, dark, handsome, or you may be looking for a white man that, that has money, or whatever, a white man with blonde hair and blue eyes or whatever. You may be looking for that. I don't know. But that's the first thing you look for in a man when you're looking for a relationship, right? That's the first thing you look for is looks, that first impression. Okay? Once that's established, then, hey, it's game is on, right? But a lot of women don't say anything to that man. He's everything they're looking for. He's got all the physical attributes that they want and they're looking for. Oh, girl, he's fine. Oh, he's fine. That's what I want right there. That's the kind of man I want right there. But they won't say anything to him. They're shy. Women out there, I'm talking to my women there. Now, you should be open to saying something to that man. You should be open to making the first move. Okay? Well, I don't want to play. He might think that I'm kind of promiscuous, or he might think that I'm kind of fast. That's what we used to call promiscuous when we were growing up. She fast. So anyway, he might think I'm fast. Well, if he thinks you're fast, you're looking for a man. You want him to think you're fast, right? Because you want him to you want him to recognize you. You want him to come for you, right? So that's what you want him to think, that you're fast. Okay, Frank, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that's the way to do it. I want him to approach me. Well, he may not see you. He may walk into the bar or the restaurant or whatever where you are and walk right past you. Y'all may be at a party and he never even see your face. Okay? Unless you get in front of him. All right? So, ladies, say something to that man. That's if you're looking for a relationship and you see that man come through the door or whatever, say something to him. Because he may not see you, and he may turn and walk back out of the door. Okay? Then you miss your chance. So say something. Say something. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Meals and entertainment women that string men along, who are they? Now, this psychologist also talked about meals and entertainment women. Now, he didn't call them women. He called them meals and entertainment whores. But I couldn't put that in my title. He called them meals and entertainment whores. And what he was saying is that you got women out there who are strictly looking for men to buy them things, to take them out to eat, to take them to movies, take them to concerts and all this stuff with nothing in return. Nothing in return. And you know, sometimes that's fine and good because you'll find some men that will do that if you're the right one. Okay? But then what I'm saying about these women that string men along is they aren't even looking for a relationship. They're just looking for men that can take them out to eat, take them to the movies, take them to the concerts and all this stuff. And, you know, not thinking about or not willing to have a relationship with that man or you know, be willing to be with that man on the other side. Y'all know what I'm saying? Y'all with me? And I saw a classic example of this because it was a friend of mine, and he had just met this girl maybe a week ago, and he liked her because she looked the way he wanted. You know, she looked like the girl that he wanted as far as her physical attributes. Nice looking, bright skinned girl. Had a little squeaky voice and didn't have a, you know, she wasn't a 36, 24, 36, if you know what I mean. She wasn't a brick house, but, you know, she was a little bit above a brick house. And I'm not saying she's sweeter than a brick house. I'm saying she's a little bit heavier than a brick house. Okay. But he liked that, okay? So he tried to, you know, he tried to get his talking in, his, you know, his little talk going, his little rap going. We used to say back in my day, you don't even have no rap, you know? And that means you don't even know how to talk long. You don't even have lines that you're going to use for a woman. And one guy, he said, he was in a bar one time and he met this girl and he said, you know, you look like my fourth wife. This was his pickup line now. He said, you look like my fourth wife. And she was like, oh, darn, fourth wife, how many times you been married? He said, three. That was his pickup line. And you know, women would fall for that, but that was his pickup line, right? But anyway, this girl that my friend was interested in, she was from a little country town, and she wanted to come to Atlanta. So she was, you know, she knew that he had, you know, was interested in her, and you know how y'all ladies, y'all can sense that pretty quick. She knew that he was interested in her. So the next couple of days, she started kind of talking a lot to him and this and that. And then all of a sudden she said, why don't you take me to Atlanta with you and let's go eat. Let's go out to eat. Let's go to a movie. Or why don't you take, I know such and such has got a concert in Atlanta in 3 weeks. Why don't you take me to that concert? And then he said, yeah, we can go. We can go out to eat and all this and that. And but after that, you know, we're gonna go back to my place, and you want to spend the night in Atlanta? Excuse me. And she jumped back. She was like, "Oh no, no, I ain't like that. I'm not like that." What do you mean you're not like that? What's that about? Right. So she's a meals and entertainment woman. Somebody and she'll. And if they hadn't, like, bumped heads right there and kind of fell apart, then he would have taken her to Atlanta, taken her out to eat, went to the concert, and then when he went back, taking her back to his place, she'd have been like, what's going on here? You know, or even some of them would take it even further. And they'll go back to his place. They'll sleep in the bed together. They'll hug and they'll kiss. But that's it. You know what I'm saying? The next thing you know, she's you know, she done turned her back. She got her arms hugged around herself. And she going to sleep. Hey, none of that tonight. Right? And so, but they'll string these men along. And some men will take that, you know. Some men will deal with that. Some men will be like, oh, man, oh, I got close last night. I need to call these boys up, man. I was close, man. I got close last night. I had in the bed with me and everything. With, hey, oh, didn't it happen? What happened, man? I got up in the morning and took off, you know. I drove all the way back to Tennessee. But anyway, what I'm saying is, that's how you recognize these women. Or the first thing out of their mouths is, why don't you take me out to eat? You know, and another part of it, they think of the most expensive restaurant they can think of. Because the girl asked me, because I'm from Atlanta, she asked me, Frank, what's a good restaurant in Atlanta? And you know me, I hadn't been to all the big restaurants in Atlanta. Of course, it's probably, a thousand of them. I hadn't been to all the big restaurants in Atlanta, but I've been to some now. And I used to run a limousine service, and you know, I used to take people to some of these restaurants. Now, I've been to a few myself, but I was telling her, you know, you got Chops and you got Bones, you got 103 West, all the big restaurants up in Buckhead, you know, big time, you know, cost you $100 a plate or even more if you get drinks, right? And she was like, take me to Bones, take me to Chops. Girl, you don't even know what Chops is about. You know, she get in there, can I order some lasagna? Anyway, that's what I'm saying. Meals and entertainment women. Who are they? And that's how you recognize these women. Okay? Because, you know, a real woman that's looking for a relationship, she may want to go out to eat, but she ain't looking to spend all your money at one restaurant. You know, she may say, well, let's just go to Applebee's and sit down and have a bite to eat and kind of get to know each other a little bit. And that's the way you do it. I'm not saying that I'm I'm not saying I'm the love doctor or nothing like that. I'm just trying to help my guys understand some of these women that want to string them along. Because guys get upset with these women that try to string them along. You know? And I'm trying to let my women know, don't string guys along. I mean, if you aren't interested in this guy, really, if you aren't really interested in him, don't string him along. Don't try to, you know, again, take him to his restaurant, take him to the restaurant and spend all his money in one place, right? Don't do that. If you're really interested in that, just, you know, have a subtle dinner and, you know, at a medium restaurant and talk. Okay? And talk. But don't string the guys along. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I got about 3 or 4 minutes left in the show. Another thing that I wanted to say before I get off the air is, and I'm going to talk a little sports, but I don't know if you guys have heard, I know you heard last year about the New England Patriots and how they had the balls deflated so that they can hold the balls better and all this stuff. And Tom Brady got in front of and said, I had nothing to do with these balls being deflated. I had nothing to do with that. He got in front of America and said that in a press conference. And everybody was asking him about it. All the reporters kept asking him about it. And he was like, no, I had nothing to do with it. Yada, 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 yada. But now after the investigation has gone through and the investigation report came out the other day, now they found out Tom Brady was lying through his teeth. Now the NFL suspended Brady for 4 games, so he will not play the first 4 games of the season. They also took the Patriots' first-round draft 2015 that they had. They took their fourth-round draft pick in 2016 that they had. And they fined New England Patriots $1 million. And, you know, that was a pretty good punishment. Okay? But, you know, he got in front of America and lied through his teeth. I just don't like a person like that. If you like, just like I said about Michael Vick, if you know that now, okay, they've caught me in this, go ahead and fess up. Go ahead and tell America that, yeah, I did it. I did it for the game. I wanted to win the game. But y'all, please forgive me. I made a mistake. America is very forgiving. So they would have forgiven you, Tom Brady, if you had come clean with them. Hey, that's all the time I have for today. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow. I have a big show coming tomorrow. Look out for it. We'll be right here, same time, same place, 6:30, right here on the Frank Williams Show. You guys have a safe night, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Good night. Hey! Here we go. Let's go, y'all. Hey. Yeah, I love this. Oh. Oh.